Eric's the clock man.
10 seconds.
The mix meister and the clock man.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This party's a ball. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Main power to maximum. Biogenic generator engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes, yes.
It's time for the
what I just, you know, I think about coming in on that intro every once in a while, saying something, but it's so great. It is so perfect. It is so well done for us.
It's a good thing we got the guys over at DreamWorks to do that for us.
That's right. Whoa, awfully nice. That's right. Anyway, this is the Jimmy Don Show, and here it is.
September 30th. 2006.
It is 2006, right?
Again, it's game day here.
Game day. We're going to talk about that in just 1 second. But I do want to say we got new listeners.
Woohoo! All over the world.
For some reason, we made a big hit in Sherman Oaks, California. I don't know what that
is. Sherman Oaks.
Still there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Must be some of your buddies. That was where the house was. Was that when the Northridge quake was?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Bounce you around.
So all the girls down at the Galleria?
That's right. Uh-huh. And right next door, Seoul, South Korea.
Right.
People in there. Also, we got a brand new listener, I think, that wrote us extensively from Morocco.
Morocco!
We have several actually coming in. He must have told his buddy. He's from Canada.
Canada.
And he said that he wanted us to tell him about investing in property.
Yeah, he had some suggestions for us.
And we appreciate it.
We'll take them,
that's right. But I'm not sure we're going to get into the ins and outs of investing on the Jimmy Don Show.
What are we going to talk about?
I did want to mention we got a donation.
Yes.
No. And of course, we understand. We call
appreciate
these
it.
Donations. No, that's it was EJ that came in and said, "What nation you belong to? I belong to the donation."
Okay.
And the other thing is, I did notice, and I don't know.
Thank you very much,
James. Thank you very much.
Okay. And the other thing I didn't quite understand was the search terms. We got a search term. Somebody wanted to know. No, they were looking for some porn star.
Jimmy, didn't we talk about it on another Jimmy Don Show? That's why it came up. I have it in the text copy on one of the other shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I submitted us to a bunch of porn sites.
Savannah Sampson, you did that? Was that
last week? Yeah, we did a show on... We talked about her during a show.
I believe it.
I didn't talk about it.
I believe it.
You missed it. Go back and listen to the archives, Jimmy.
Wait.
Don't forget to check out our website, jimmydone.com.
Okay, let me ask you a question. This is Wednesday, September 27th.
Way back.
At 10:52. That's after the last show.
That's right.
And it says, where is Savannah Sampson appearance schedule?
Jimmy Don.
That's the search term on Wednesday.
I distinctly remember putting her name in the copy intentionally so we would get picked up if somebody picked her name.
Now I understand.
Right. Okay.
I do that.
That's Pamela Anderson, too.
Now I think
that's right. We talked about her right now.
That's right.
Pamela, we just talked about
Pamela
it.
Pamela Anderson.
That's
Pamela
right.
Pamela Lee Anderson.
That's right. So anyway, before I get to the list, today is game day. We are playing, and this I don't quite understand.
Here in Florida, Gainesville, Florida.
We're playing Alabama, otherwise a.k.a. The Crimson Tide. Now, what I don't understand is this. Why do they have there as a mascot something that the co-eds do every month?
Oh, I saw that coming a mile away.
Well, I mean, what do you use for a mascot?
Boo.
Okay, you saw that coming.
Yeah, I saw it coming.
The Crimson Tide. Okay, go Gators. Okay, anyway, go Gators, right. I mean, on a T-shirt. What do you think?
Because it's game day, we've taken down the antenna here locally in Gainesville because no one will be listening.
No, they won't.
Starts momentarily.
You're talking about the game starts in 25 minutes.
But it's the beauty of podcast.
I did like your honor system parking.
Yes. Yeah, we have parking. That's right. Well, hopefully the box will still be
there. If anybody wants $180, just come by.
Just go right to the box.
It says, please deposit.
Should be mostly $10 bills. Easy to
see. Well, you get a free chair, too.
Yeah.
Because it's taped to the chair.
And a sign that says something about the honor system.
That's right.
Something about the honor system.
That's right.
Well, no, we should have a video out there.
It's only going to take one kid on a bike riding by.
That's right.
To honor that request.
That's right.
Stealing our money.
Well, you know what they do is pick up the box and go park somewhere more expensive.
Yeah. That's right. Get a front row seat.
That's right. Anyway, so let me go through the list here.
Long list today, right.
We want to cover it. We've got 2 hours almost. And I did get the Forbes 400. This is a big issue.
Are we on it?
We just missed it. You know, we got our donation, and I figured if we get fewer than a billion more of these donations,
$5 less than a billion.
That's right.
We'll be on.
With 200 million at that rate, we'd
probably get on. That's right. No, we'd be on. That's no problem.
Keep those donations coming.
My friend, Mr. Yenair is on there.
Who?
Billionaire.
Oh, God.
All right, enough with the sappy jokes. Let's get into the list.
Then that's our show.
Okay, anyway.
Sappy jokes.
Talking about governments, Bolivian leaders find promises hard to keep. Oh, do a socialist system already falling down. The guy didn't even hardly believe.
Bolivia.
Last days of Congress. I don't know if you know this. We talked a little bit about the...
Really? The last days?
Well, don't you wish.
Oh, you mean...
That's right. You have to understand, these guys work 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then they go home. They work about 80-85 days a year, and they only, you know, pick up $160,000. But this year, because election year, they're all going home early, and they're not coming back until November, and then they'll take their Thanksgiving Christmas break. So the bottom line is they got like 3 days this week to pass 200 laws, which nobody's read, each one of them 400 pages, so that'll be fun. I'll talk a little bit about
that. All those
that.
In favor,
but we
say
did
aye.
Know, but we did know that Representative Foley will not be there.
That's right.
Actual Foley?
No. This is a different way.
Republican candidate here in Florida.
Here in Florida, local boy does boy.
Local boy made a
slight error. Okay. Anyway, the panel record. Then we're going to talk about health care. Government panel wants everybody to have universal. We knew that. And then more health. New York City wants to. We've talked about Chicago. New York City now wants to ban trans fats. As well they should. And McDonald's is going to study obesity.
No more good tasting French fries in New York.
No, that's
City.
Right. And also, another little note which I scribbled in here that I don't think you guys have on your thing, but I did want to mention. Just very quickly, suicide rates are declining in this country since the advent of Prozac.
And, of course, the Jimmy Doan Show.
Well, that's right.
It's something to look for.
We have more updates on the drug war. You don't want to miss the drug war. Lots of stuff on the drug war.
It's happening.
Well, and we actually sort of semi-won a piece, a little tiny corner, nibble on it or whatever. the House, of course, is going big deal this week. Supposed to be the warrantless wiretaps. We're going to get our attorney in on this. Airport security adjust to new rules on liquids.
Oh, we got lots on that.
Also, more stuff about the airports and the spaceport flight. Didn't quite make it.
Fire stick no go way up.
That's right. Fire stick no go way up. That's right. And then, of course, we talk about more on education. The Frisco teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not San Francisco, by the way. I found out. It's like Frisco, Idaho.
I was going to say, I would have thought out there.
It's like Frisco, Idaho or something. I don't know. More on education. Teens t-shirts. And we actually might want to get some suggestions from our listener on what to put on these t-shirts. A big deal.
New regulations.
Environmental update. Rare woodpecker is resulting in massive deforestation.
Freaking bird.
It's unbelievable. Not the way you'd think.
Right.
And also, one thing that is local news, and we're going to have some more on this, is the pirate flag. And then a light note, maybe the chess contender who goes to the bathroom 50 times in 3 hours. Can you imagine? Do the math on that one. So that's it so far.
Let's go back to
Top of the list. Okay. I wanted to mention a little bit about the Forbes 400. The big deal this year, you have to have at least $1 billion to be Number 400 has $1 billion. Of course, Bill Gates still the richest at $54 billion.
Yeah, these are not just Americans. These are
no, world. it's U.S. I think.
It's U.S.
Oh, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, in America.
Okay.
Yeah. In America. Now, one of the things that I reason I mention this is because some of our socialist buddies are always talking about the class warfare, and they're saying, interestingly enough, one of the people on here who is worth like $10 billion says, "Yeah, we ought to have an estate tax." Okay, good for you, pal. okay. You know, so you give away $5 billion, and you know, it's even though it's a lot of money. You still only have $5 billion left. You can pretty well survive on that.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, no,
well, but not
could.
If you're dead. No, your kids can do okay.
Well, your kids can do just fine. The point being that it turns out that over 40% of these people started literally rags to riches.
Right.
About 20% of them are non-speaking, came to this country, washed up on the shores.
It's the American dream.
It's the American dream. You could not do this, literally, in any other country without serious government-type strings attached to you. I mean,
And take your money.
Well, you think about the billionaires in Russia. I mean, these guys are, they're what do you
party
call them?
Mafia.
Apparatchiks or whatever they call them. You know, they're party people and that kind
right.
of stuff. And I don't mean out snorting. Well, we're talking about that. No, we're talking about the communist party, the KGB party or whatever.
Party.
The point is that a lot of people complain about the rich people in the country. And there's 400 of them, and they're worth collectively like $1.3 trillion. And we've talked about this before. Think about it. The budget of the United States is $2.7 trillion. That is to say, is twice the total net worth of these people. If you killed them and took all their money,
mm-hmm.
you'd be able to...
Six months.
Boom, done. So the deal is that you can do rags to riches. The number of people who actually inherited money on this list, it's like the Waltons and some people like that.
John Boy and...
Not them.
No, as in Sam.
As in Sam Walton's
in the family,
offspring, right? And they're
Walmart.
Like,
I was going to say, I knew that was a successful TV show, but jeez,
$1 billion. That's right. The point,
you know, syndication
being that. Yeah, that's right. The point being that the inherited people, there ain't many of them, and the people that started off with their inheriting like their father's business and then made it.
That's right.
There's not too many of them either. There's a bunch of them, but basically, when you look at it, this is the only country you still can make it. And as long as they don't restrict that, and the class warfare people are fighting this. And when I think about it, here's this rich guy that says, "Gosh, we still ought to have an estate tax." And I'm thinking, you know, there's nothing to stop you from giving your money away. I mean, you don't have to have an estate. Look what Bill Gates is doing. I mean, he's giving it away. That's fine. But I mean, you don't have to. And I don't understand why my kids would have to. Of course, Jimmy's probably not going to have that much left over at the rate he's going through it. But the point is,
even if he dies next week,
if these microphones keep costing so much,
that's right. The point being that, do I trust Cliff Stearns, our local representative, to spend to spend my inheritance more than
absolutely.
I do?
Even my
wastrel children,
spendthrift
children. But the point is, the money doesn't get out in the economy any faster than if I give it to my kids. I mean, that's like carpet bombing
right.
the poor people. So, I mean, why should it have to go through the government? That's one of the things I don't understand. This when you talk about the estate tax with the death tax or whatever it is, it's such a rip. And of course, the capital gains tax is another thing I never have understood. I think I've mentioned this previously. That
it's just another way.
In a capitalist system, why do you tax capital? I mean, I don't
they're
get
trying
that.
To get less of
how
it.
How dare
right.
you make
yeah,
money?
Trying to get less of
yeah,
it.
How dare you make money? Well, that's the other thing is, and who's to decide
it's
what
syntax.
The cutoff?
Well, really, it's
what the cutoff is. I mean, the cutoff is, I'm sorry, it's 3.2879,096,000. That's the cutoff. Out below that, you're okay. Out of that, you're a scum. So you're scum
the
of the earth.
Scum bucket.
Scum bucket. And you're
soaking up all that cash.
And we're taking it away.
That's right.
And by the way, Cliff Stearns over here and Corinne Brown from Jacksonville. Corinne Brown. She can spend it better than you can. She knows better where it should go.
Some people don't realize that business is not a zero-sum game. I mean, you actually, both people win.
That's right. As we talked about previously, there is the coercive system where the people have the guns, and then there's the voluntary system. And the voluntary system is when both people say thank you at the end of the transaction. And the other one, there's one of those people who doesn't say thank you. He's upset, as a matter of fact. And what I find interesting is on a coercive transaction, let's say, for instance, the DMV or one of these places where you go in and you have to pay a fine, let's say, both people are unhappy. I mean, you walk in there and you berate the lady, and she says, "Look, I don't have to be. Hey, bitch, you know, I don't have to be here. You know, shut up and give me your money." I mean, you know, these people are obviously got an axe to grind, and of course, the person paying the money is not happy about it because they've got a tow job and you know, $180 or something like that, or you know, and a fine. And
it's a horrible system.
It is, but the problem, of course, is that these people don't realize, the government people just have no clue that they're strangling the system. And one of the things about tightening the noose, a lot of times here in town, they're talking about tightening up regulations. You know, when you tighten a noose, eventually it's called strangulation.
And death,
the victim dies, you know. So
swinging in the tree.
That's right.
Hey, another thing about the Fortune 400, or the Forbes 400, is the, I thought it's probably an excellent disproof of non-governmental monopolies. Okay. That is to say, you look on that list and you see how many companies are in there that are new companies that weren't there 30, 40 years ago.
Not only that, and you've
new technologies.
Right.
And it's easy to see that if you don't, if people think you can get a monopoly, but it's tough.
Yeah.
You need government help, really.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, remember, we accept PayPal if you want to see us on the Forbes 400 next year.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Doan.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I just want to finish up one thing on this 400. I didn't go through every single one of them, and they didn't give us complete a breakdown as they normally do. But there were only like nobody in there. There was a couple people that made their money off of government stuff, like defense contracts or something like that. But basically, when you think about the 400, I think it was something like 42% of them literally immigrants washed up on shore made $1 billion or whatever. Not too shabby.
They bought a new raft.
Yeah, that's it. They got one now. I was seeing the thing on the Discovery Channel. The guy, I forget what he does, but he's got a, you know, 347 something or another, uses it as a second home.
That's right.
Not too shabby. Okay, so much for that.
All right.
I did want to also, I think we talked just a second ago about the so much legislation. It's 3 days left, and there's a couple things. This is an article that I pulled out last Tuesday.
3 days to make all the rules.
All the rules, right. Well, what the thing is, it's interesting. They're not going to raise. They tried to tie the minimum wage to the estate tax. And so it basically that both of them are getting shot down, which at least, as we know,
wanted to make the minimum wage like $7.25,
something like that. And then they wanted to at the same time, they said, look, if you want the minimum wage to be seven and change, then you have to eliminate the death tax. Exactly. And so they said, we're going to agree to disagree or something like that. anyway, the Homeland Security, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about that later on, and chemical plant safety requirements, restriction on importing drugs. A lot of this stuff in the article here, they use these words. I love it. A Defense Department policy bill is plagued by quarrels over court security, immigration, and military chaplains. What? I mean, what? Yeah, right. Port security bill is in limbo because the Senate added more than $4.5 billion in rail and mass transit programs.
They need a single subject rule up there.
No, really, and that is the truth. That is amazing. It looks like John Bolton's not going to get, might not be UN ambassador.
Well, that's the loophole they use. They couldn't pass the single subject.
Well, those are constitutional amendments now. Wait a minute, now that's not laws. No, you can do a law in Florida that is not single. You can pass a law and tack everything and you want on it. They don't generally.
An addendum.
But in Congress is notorious for having stuff stuck on there that has nothing to do with the law.
Right, right. It's
right. Pigs at the trough. Well, I mean, here in Gainesville, for instance, we had a leash law that covered fishes, felines, and ferrets. I'm serious. And it covered how many fish you could eat in the public square without being arrested, which is none, it turns out.
It's all under the general rubric of
the leash law. No, I mean, that's what they call it. There was 37 pages. I don't know
I can see how those go together because they're all things.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, the thing that they passed was another thing that they use a lot of called a law.
It was a law, but anyway they had
also unresolved a proposal to allow the United States to export nuclear energy technology to India for the first time, similarly gasping for air. You'd like that, Jack. He's a diver. Is legislation that would block a 5.1% cut in Medicare payments to doctors and so yeah, right. Gasping for air. The deal is that the last paragraph here Minority Leader Harry Reid, you know, you've seen him before, sounded a little less than accommodating. "We have 3 days left," he said, "in a list a mile long to do. Why? Because Republicans are busy campaigning and not leading."
It's now, all the Republicans.
All, well, the question you have to ask yourself.
No, it's them.
The question you have to ask yourself, would it be any different if the Dems were in power? I mean, there would be a Republican minority leader saying, well, the reason we're not getting anything done is because Democrats are out there getting, you know,
Jerry Reid said that?
Jerry Reid.
No, it wasn't Jerry Reid.
Henry Reid.
Harry Reid. Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, it's just so funny when you see this stuff, you know that nothing's going to get done. You want to talk about the rookie district DA.
Yes, I did.
Where is this?
This is...
in Mineola, New York.
Mineola. There is a new rabid DA.
As a public defender, you love DAs.
Oh my God. This is DA Rice up there. I hate to give her a plug here, but... we're going to bag on her a little bit. She's basically decided that DUI is murder.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what. Well, just about. If somebody dies, yeah, it's murder. She's trying to charge somebody with murder up there who killed somebody in a DUI. I don't know how she's going to do that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, exactly. It used to be that murder was a specific intent crime. You had to specifically intend to kill somebody.
Well, what happened? Now, it's negligent manslaughter or something.
It was an accident. Right, exactly. No such thing as an accident anymore. The bottom line is she can charge people with serious life-ending charges, basically.
Same as if they approached them with a chainsaw and killed them.
Right, exactly. Right. And what she doesn't understand here's the big thing. You cannot punish people when there's no intent to commit the crime because it doesn't provide any deterrent. If the person doesn't intend to commit a crime, then they're not going to intend to commit it the next time when they accidentally do it.
Well, of course, this whole thing with the DUI, of course, they started this long time ago. When they said, you are totally irresponsible. That's why it's what negligence.
Right.
If you are drinking and then you go and get in a car.
Yeah.
So you can go to jail for that all day long.
Bullshit. I mean, you can, but it's crazy because it basically means that if anybody gets hurt, you can go to jail. And that's what's happening these days.
Well, you can go to jail even here in Florida, even if nobody gets hurt. If they happen to stop you and happen to smell your breath and you happen to be over the 0.08, you can go to jail.
Right. And literally, it's got to the point of where you face more danger from the police than you do from the driving.
Well, it's always been. I've always been one of those people that said if we didn't have these drunk DUI laws and everything like that, we'd all be driving these really neat tanks.
Maybe so. Or big bubble cars with plastic wrap around them.
Right. And bounce off, just bounce around and
exactly.
Everything. That's right. Yeah, it'd be great.
There would be some other solution.
Well, one of the things that I did notice about this that made one of the reasons I think this made the news, it reminds me of our typical little girl in the mineshaft. The article basically says killed a 7-year-old flower girl.
Right,
right.
This is what's got Rice all
a chauffeur who was driving her family home from a wedding.
What was that girl's name? What was the little girl? Did they mention that? No.
Whatever her name is, that's the law.
That's going to be the law. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Little Becky's law.
Little Becky's law. That's
sweet,
right.
Sweet, innocent.
Well, what she wants? I didn't know they had these things.
This flower Becky.
They apparently she wants to slap. As it says here, she plans to slap alcohol sensors on the ankles of admitted alcoholics. Of course,
right.
Who admits it? Number one.
Well, they force you to admit it. I mean, that's part of your plea deal.
Well, not only that, I guess that's the kind of thing where they gave him, he had permission to search the car, and they found the 22 pounds of cocaine. Yeah, right.
Well, no, these admissions, you have to understand that they sentence people to rehab, and part of the rehab is that you must admit that you're an alcoholic or a sexual offender and that you have a problem. If you don't admit it, then you do not get your certificate. You do not graduate and you violate your probation. So you have no choice but to admit this in order to get out of the system.
It sounds kind of...
And then they go, well, you admitted it.
Yeah. No.
He finally admitted it.
Right, yeah. He finally admitted it after,
because we
after weeks of rehab.
That's right.
If we weren't going to graduate him, he's going back to prison if he didn't.
Right.
We say something.
It's right. rubber hose rehab.
Right. So, it's all for the children.
Well, she is. Well, right here, obviously, it's for the 7-year-old flower girl.
It's Little Becky.
What she needs to realize...
Little Becky.
She was decapitated as she slept in the back seat of a limousine.
And, of course, the more horrible she died, the more rabid Rice is going to be.
Can you imagine? I mean, here...
That is awful.
Did they bring her head in on a pike or... or anything like that when he, you know, as her head rolls out the window or something?
It's,
you know,
it's the unbeatable
story. Comes along and says, hey, cool soccer ball, eh?
Jimmy.
Yeah, he's really not that unsensitive.
Yeah. Becky's parents are going to be appalled.
Yeah. Should we send them a special, send them an autographed CD of the show? She lives up here. Let's get on. Let's look at the white pages.
You're looking for some publicity. You may have found a way to get it.
This is going to be the edited version.
You know, Rice needs to realize that you cannot make people more competent by legislation.
And you're right. The question I have, a little peeny little question, is I never heard of an ankle detecting ankle bracelet. Is this like
brand new?
An alcohol detecting ankle bracelet?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. So do they like have a needle in your foot?
You sweat.
Right?
You sweat.
And sweat. Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you get anywhere near a bar, it just, you know, shocks the hell out of you.
It's got a GPS on it.
400 gigahertz of voltage.
Well, it's like one of those. You are now approaching a Domino's, and that's it. Goes, okay, you are now approaching a bar.
As you're driving by in your car, you go driving off the road and you kill somebody else.
That's right.
That's right. That's exactly right. Baby.
All right, we're gonna take a very short break here.
I guess so.
And when we come back, we're gonna talk more about healthcare. We'll talk about
that's
healthcare.
Right. New York City.
Well, not only that, we talked about the feds, of course, are new in this. The feds want to do nationalized healthcare. I think it's really...
Sure they do.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're for the first time I've ever heard, they're...
We'll be right back.
Started working out.
How we doing?
And we do like it. We're back on.
Okay, good.
And I like it.
Little Joe Manda. I like that band. They're
okay,
cool.
Good.
Never
heard. Oh, they did. There was a court threw out one of the Napster clones or something the other day. There. Copy whatever it is. Right. It starts with an M. I forget what it is. Mm. Okay. Anyway, healthcare update. The Washington, D.C., of course, so Americans, what do Americans want? This always gets me. What do Americans want when it comes to health care? Two things, according to a citizens group created by Congress. Right away, you know we've got a problem.
The government's going to tell us.
That's right. They want protection from high medical expenses and guaranteed coverage for specific checkups and treatments.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all they want. They want cheap medical care and everything you can do so to stay alive for the rest of your life. The thing about it, of course, is I guess that anybody under 30 or under 40 maybe is probably going to live to be 1,000 with the age of spiritual machine.
That's right.
But for people like Jimmy, he's doomed. Jimmy's doomed. That's right. Well, it says here the Citizens Healthcare Group, obviously a working group that is made up of people, obviously, that have a vested interest in socialistic medicine, said America's clearly want a system that guarantees health care for everyone. The thing about this that gets me is that if you guarantee health care, as Kennedy has always said, health care is a right. It can't be a right, obviously, if you're going to force the doctor to go get an education and then you're going to force him to cure and then you're going to force me to pay for it. I mean, where's my right in...
To not pay.
Yeah, well, what happens if everybody decides to day trade and not be a doctor anymore? What right do you have to health care if there are no doctors? This is the problem that I found down in Guatemala, was that as soon as you literally walked outside the city limits, you had a right, quote-unquote, to health care, but you couldn't get any.
This is a property issue. The fact is that doctors have property in themselves and their education.
Right.
And they have the ability and the freedom to trade that skill for whatever, at least they should.
They should.
And of course, D.A. Rice wants to make it illegal for them to charge anything more above a certain amount.
Right. In fact, they're getting ready to cut it. This is one of the things we didn't mention in the last segment was that they're cutting back on some of the Medicare payments. And so some people, of course, try to opt out of the system. And the thing is, you always want to be able to opt out of a system if you can. And they're making it like you can't opt out of Social Security, because even though Socialism Security, right. Well, anyway, there is this one person, this Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I don't know who they are, but she saw the interim recommendation, said it's just not going to work. It's a utopian. This is a good line. I like this. It's a utopian wish list. And I just don't think it's practical, political, and policy recommendations, said Turner, whose organization calls for consumers to determine the coverage they want. Well, what a new thing.
Novel.
Well, right. The thing is, as you know, as soon as you define something, you limit it, and there's the great law of unintended consequences comes right up. And the core, she says, the core benefits package would, core benefits, of course.
Just the core.
Just the core would become so increasingly expensive and comprehensive that nothing would be excluded and the expenses would rise through the ceiling. They've already said that the Medicare, believe it or not, not Social Security as much, but the unfunded liability of Medicare is what's going to bust the United States bank. And
I wouldn't doubt it. If there's anything that could do it, it would be socialized medicine.
Well, that's right.
And Hillary.
And they, of course, they want to. Yeah, right. Well, the solution to this rising cost, of course, is they want to, the government should first transfer money from other programs to pay for the core benefits. Well, of course.
Well, they don't. The other programs don't need money.
Yeah, they don't care, right. See, you can imagine somebody sitting there, you know, the farmers.
The lottery or the
highway program.
Hey,
and
don't
you
mess
say,
with the lottery.
We decided not to build any roads this year because we need health care. You can imagine that the highway people are going to be taking that line down. They're going to be all over that. No, I mean, it's astounding to me how people can look at something like this and realize that with if you throw all the money at it, all the prices go through the ceiling because the money's there.
Right.
That's the way it works. I mean, if you're willing to pay $10,000, if everybody's willing to pay $10,000 for an ounce of gold, the price of gold is
$10,000.
Right. So, I mean, that's what happens. You throw all the money in the world into healthcare. You cannot educate a doctor in a nanosecond. It takes a little time, and then there's a specialty, and then there's all the rules and regulations. So, anyway, it can't be a right. Rights are something that are God-given, not from the government. Anyway,
yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, right. So anyway.
Amen. Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? That's right. So anyway, along with the health care, New York City has decided to barge in on this.
Because New York City knows
they
better.
Know what's infinitely. Best for everybody. They're infinitely better. They know what's best for everybody.
And they elected Hillary senator.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that wasn't just the city, in all fairness, but. But the city had a good.
That's right. Well, they had a good chunk of it. And of course, Chuck, I've never seen a microphone I can't dash to Schumer. The quickest way to get injured in New York is to stand between Chucky Boy and a microphone.
All right. So what's New York City's
new law? They're going to pass limits on the use of trans fats.
Trans fats. Oils made to cook your French fries.
That's right. Been around since the 50s.
Tastes good.
The board, which is authorized. I love this. The board, which is authorized to adopt the plan without the consent of any other agency, did not take the step yesterday, but it set in motion for a period of written public comments leading up to a public hearing on October 30th, and a final vote will be in December. Now, the question is, what will be the final vote in December? I'm telling you, unanimously, the final vote will be trans fats are banned in New York City starting, you know, some up through 2008.
The French fries are going to revolt.
Well, the donuts, it says baked
the
goods
donuts
like donuts,
too,
cakes, and breads, and salad dressing are the big...
Ooh.
Are the salad dressing? That's right.
They got a replacement here. What are the
ways?
Well,
York
they
is
say,
known.
Of course, the board says, hey, you can replace this. There's stuff out there.
Yeah, Olestra.
There's stuff.
Sweet and Low.
There's stuff out there. Go find
there's
it.
There's stuff out there.
Well, what I thought was interesting about
whale
this.
Oil.
This tells you so much about government programs. They had actually instituted, apparently, last year, a couple of years ago, a voluntary program to eliminate trans fats.
Oh, but no one volunteered.
Nobody volunteered. So, I mean, this tells you what about a voluntary government program. I'm sorry, you failed in the voluntary mode. We are going into the coercive mode now.
It is now law.
We're bringing the SWAT team. That's right. There will be people that will have masks on and you can only see their eyes.
Get the goddamn Twinkie out of my face.
That's right.
You, with the donut.
You, stop, freeze.
I'm against the
That's right. Drop the donut. Well, what are the policemen going to do?
They're
donut people.
It's going to be a double standard. Come on.
Well, that's right. Because they're allowed to speed.
Well, so what
right.
So
they're allowed to eat trans fats.
Yeah, so
what are the French fries going to be swimming in now, though?
They didn't say anything. It's
olive oil.
It's going to be, well, no, olive oil. You've got to throw that out. It says, no, they don't like that one. I don't have the exact thing here.
Olive oil. I'm telling you.
But the members of the Board of Health, all the mayoral appointees expressed, obviously the staff, expressed vigorous support for the proposal. And so they're going to set an example for the nation. As you know, that's just
we know how good the staff.
Yeah, that's right. So. Yeah, that's right. Clinton's staff.
I'm telling you, bring back whale oil. Tastes good. Not hard to find.
No.
Big things swimming around in the ocean.
That's right. Greenpeace.
Just right. Kidding, Greenpeace.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so they're one of the things that apparently trans fats do is allow the stuff to stay, quote, on the shelf a lot longer. And, of course,
a year.
Yeah, well, they know at least. And they come up with this thing that says, well, human life is much more important than shelf life. I would expect.
That's their slogan.
Yeah, that's
Thank you.
Human life, not shelf life. Human life, not shelf life.
I would expect to see see fewer people showing up in the emergency room with heart attacks if this policy is enacted. But what if they don't?
Shit, it'll take them 30 years to get all that trans fat out of.
Well,
they
only have till 2008, and then I guess what they do is they have the trans fat police.
Yeah, more people will show up shot to the emergency room.
Again. That's right. Then they'll have
TFP, huh? Trans fat police.
That's right. They'll have a special thing on that. We got to take a short break here. They did say that the health officials compared the restrictions on trans fats to the city's 1960 prohibition on the use of lead paint. Same thing, eh?
See you soon.
Yep.
Saturday, September 30th.
That's right.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
Jimmy Doan Show here on channel whatever.
Yeah, email Jimmy at JimmyDoan.com.
That's right. Oh, yes. We do love the emails, and we actually do respond to them. Jimmy occasionally writes some corrosive letter back to people.
You know, although we're bad at reminding you, 1-866-95-JIMMY.
Oh, that's right.
We
do have a phone. It's
it works.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Give
for
us a
sure.
call and tell us. 1-866-95-JIMMY.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
There's no charge to you.
Mr. Jimmy to you.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Jimmy. Okay,
what are we getting?
McDonald's, to finish up on the health news, McDonald's has decided to investigate obesity.
You know, McDonald's and health. That's
what they're going to walk out there from around the counter and look around the restaurant.
Yeah, that's the place to do it. From behind the counter. And no, this is Fox guarding Henry. House time. They've decided.
We didn't find any.
Yeah, no, didn't
not
find
one.
Any. We looked high and low, and your shoes are untied. I don't know, can't see them. So anyway, with leading biomedical scientists to fund research programs aimed at preventing childhood obesity, and you can bet
it's for the children.
It's for the children.
Well,
that's right.
I remember that this stems back to the lawsuit where fat kids' parents said it's McDonald's fault.
It says on here that they're trying to fend off high profile accusations that the company is partly to blame for the 16% of U.S. children and adolescents who are overweight or obese.
How about taking some, responsibility for yourself?
Well,
America.
It does.
Seriously.
It is interesting.
Did Ronald Cummin force you to eat the double burger?
That crammed it down.
The red hair.
It was
Grimace.
It could have been the hamburger.
It was like the slurm thing. It was mouth to mouth. Well, that was the
Futurama.
Thing. Futurama, whatever.
Oh, okay.
No, the deal is that
I don't remember him on the camera. I remember the hamburger.
But the
slurm.
They call this the obesity epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
It is. Well, it's now the number one something.
Yeah, it's something. That's about how they put it. That's what the New York Times said.
That's right. It's number one somewhere.
It's something.
Well, they had a couple of movies out about these, about how you could, when you realize that there are like thousands of calories in each French fry.
Talking about supersize me?
Yeah. Supersize me and fast food
the
nation.
The guy nearly died. The doctor is sitting there telling him he's going to die. He's like, I think I'll keep eating them. Talk about addicted.
We're only halfway through the filming.
Well, I thought that the headline was good, that McDonald's throws its weight behind the obesity research.
Oh, okay.
That's what they pay those
That's right. So anyway, but you can bet that their solution is not going to have anything to do with buying fewer McDonald's hamburgers.
No.
Maybe we'll make the front door a little further away from where you actually have to order.
Or a little wider.
Somebody make it a little wider. You can bet on that. So anyway, that's...
They'll have a 2 McGriddle limit.
Well, they did. Apparently, they did stop doing the ad. What is the add-on that they used to call it? Supersize, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They stopped doing that.
That's right. Now it's just ginormous.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that the small Coke, which only takes one person to carry around, is like a dollar.
It's 42 ounces.
And then 42 ounces. And then the medium... It's twice
like
as big, it costs an extra nickel.
Right.
And then the large that you and your brother have to carry around because it's so huge, that's an extra another nickel.
Well,
who doesn't order? You know, basically,
it's
the dollar is for the cup.
That's right.
Yeah. And everything else is free. I mean, basically, and they just, I think they charged that extra money just because.
Well,
they,
and instead of super size, I believe now it's value size.
Ah, yes, of course.
So it's a value to eat a triple burger. It's better value.
It is. Well, it certainly is.
Gotta eat it.
That's the Checkers thing. Gotta eat.
Oh, you gotta eat.
Yeah, gotta eat.
I think that's an awful idea. Gotta eat. You don't have to eat there.
Hey, if Checkers, we accept PayPal.
No, it almost sounds like you're resisting it. Like, oh man, I don't want Checkers. Well, you gotta eat.
You gotta eat.
You gotta eat.
If that's the only shit open, you might as well pull on in.
Well, they do have the
left side or right side, man. Which one?
They did open up a new 24-hour burger place right up here. Right
in
the
case
here.
You need that back.
Oh, is it a Whataburger?
Yep, just opened up.
A Whataburger.
Stand eight. You can go in there 3 o'clock in the morning.
What a piece
wait
of
38
I mean,
minutes for
burger
something to come through. It's nothing.
Sorry, right. I'm getting hungry now. Let's go.
So the last health item I have is that I thought the headline was very interesting. Suicide rates decline in antidepressant era. And I'm going like, duh.
We keep them so medicated.
That's exactly.
They can't
pull
the trigger.
since the invention of Prozac.
That's right.
You know, the suicide. Well, isn't that what it's supposed to do?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because you walk around zoned out. But I mean, other than that,
thinking happy thoughts and seeing bright colors.
That's right. So anyway, I thought that you know, experts needed to tell me this, right?
When
that
they could have just
taken drugs
Jimmy
that calm you down and you maybe won't commit suicide.
Sedate your ass.
The education update. I think that's all I have.
Education.
It says Frisco teacher on leave after museum. This is, again, I'm a big fan of education. This is not San Francisco. This is like Frisco, Idaho or someplace. I don't know.
Apparently, booming metropolis of Frisco?
I don't know. It's in Texas.
Oh, I see. You're skipping all around the list.
No, I'm not.
It's all right.
I am?
Well, we didn't do anything about the airports.
Oh, I made a mistake.
Well, let's go ahead and go to Frisco.
Wiretaps,
because we got some things on that.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, the Frisco thing, what happened was she took a state-sponsored, government-sponsored tour of the museum, and there was a naked statue in there.
Right, this was a teacher, right? What grade?
Fourth grade
teacher. All right.
And elementary school, and she took the kids to the museum, the state museum.
That's right.
And they walked through, and they, you know, here's the art here, and here's the art
a
there.
A naked statue?
You're all sick! That's right.
And was it a naked
statue? Of course, the kid went home. One of the kids went home, and the mother says, what did you do today? Well, we went to the museum, and there was a naked person. Naked statue. And the teacher, of course, the mother promptly went over to the school principal and said, hey, you can't do that. Don't want to see anybody naked in my house.
Right. That's right.
Don't want my kid ever to see anybody naked.
Uptight Americans.
That's right. So they basically are firing the teacher.
With
firing
your clothes
the
on.
Firing the teacher.
How dare she try to do something cultural?
She's been in Ms. McGee.
What is she thinking, Ms. McGee?
Well, Mrs. McGee has been 28 years teaching. And apparently feels that she'd be...
Well, she's obviously lost her mind after 20 years.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right. Well, the thing is, they didn't fire her. What they did is they put her on paid leave until her contract comes up for renewal. So basically, she sits home and collects, you know, the money.
Yeah, but a 28-year career has just been flushed because of one...
Well, she has certainly her 401k or whatever it is. I'm sure of that. But,
oh, yeah,
but I mean, the point
so
is...
So remain to get that $11,000 a year will keep pouring into me.
That's...
Right?
Well, yeah, whatever. Right. Whatever they pay in Dallas or Frisco or wherever.
Well, that's
it is.
A crock.
Of
it's
course it is, but I mean, it's so
Jack,
funny.
Jack speaks out right now.
A jacket tech.
That's a jacket tech. Well, it's interesting because the attorney is saying, you know, if they had any kind of good reason, they'd have fired her. But no, they put her on paid leave. And you're thinking, you know, a naked statue.
What a bunch of wimps.
In the fourth grade, what are you, 10?
11, 12.
Probably don't allow this kid to look in the mirror.
That's right.
You know, go up and take a shower with your clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Done with that.
All right.
The next thing, of course, drug wars.
The drug wars.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
And there's lots of stuff about
drugs. We're just going to talk about drugs for a while.
Because it's a lot.
Right,
so which drug war are we talking about?
It turns out that they have, apparently, they got the people from the Cali cartel.
That's right.
Which is,
I saw this article, too.
The Cali cartel. This is...
in California.
I want you to meet my little friend, man. You know,
I love Jimmy quotes the movies, you know.
What?
It resembles it,
that's,
you know.
That was supposed to be Scarface.
For those of you out there, that was supposed
Say
to be
Say hello to my little friend.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Well, are you talking to me?
Lo siento, pero mi español no es bueno. So anyway...
So California.
So
drugs.
No, California. You know, there's Cali.
Cali. Okay.
No forny.
What's Cali?
Cali's their name.
Cali Cartel. This is that's down it. In Colombia.
Are those the ones that are growing in the pot in the houses?
No, this is a beauty. Listen to this. I love the headline. With guilty pleas, the Cali Cartel is finished. So
they're finished.
They're finished. They imported like 27 jillion tons of cocaine.
But that's it.
And that's it. They're done. Of course, nobody else down there is doing it. So anyway, they send these guys to jail for a little while, but all their brothers, sisters, and all the people that were involved got off scot-free. That was part of the plea deal. And they have to return, quote unquote, $2.1 billion, which they made in about a week.
Right.
So that was
course,
the deal.
They're moving
400.
Well, actually, the
Colombian
400. This is Americans.
Oh, okay.
The Forbes 400 for international comes out in a month or two.
And I bet they do.
They'll be on there.
That's the one with the big coca leaf on the front. There.
That's right. So anyway, they had these guys, the two guys that were convicted. One was the guy who kept the books, and the other guy was figured out how to hide this stuff. And they had all kinds of crazy places, came through Mexico and so forth. Anyway, they're basically turned over a bunch of assets, $2 billion worth of assets, which, as I say, is a rounding error on what they're worth. And they're going to go to jail for a little while.
Just a little while.
And of course, what's happened is the drug trade, obviously, since you can go out in the street and pay a half or a third of what cocaine was, you know, a couple of years ago, there's more of it here, supply and demand, hello. And so somebody's doing it. Cali's out of business. These guys going to jail. But then we find out that the cartels are using suburban homes to grow pot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not cocaine. This is just pot.
But what cartels are these?
These are your local,
mom and pop cartels.
This is Helen and Fred, and they're two kids, and they have a $500,000 place out in San Francisco.
I thought there was some Asian influence.
Well, apparently Lohi and Miho are in there too, and whatever. Yeah, Miho
and Yuho.
That's right. And they're apparently some Asian drug gangs, and what they do is they go into a regular, cul-de-sac type neighborhood.
Well,
they buy the house.
Regular. Now you're saying these are $500,000 houses.
Well, out there, that's a fixer upper.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
San Francisco.
So this is
Elk Grove, California, where $500,000, that is like
three
the outhouse.
Bedroom,
you wish.
Oh, okay.
No. This is.
I thought they were pretty nice. So they're going in and they're buying 8 or 10 houses.
No. They buy one in the neighborhood.
Right.
And they hollow it out.
Right.
And they make it a shell. And then they
put up the tin foil on the windows, man.
That's right. Tin foil on the windows. And then they run a wire to the neighbor's electricity or something.
Right.
And they run a little, zip wire up to the telephone pole for electricity.
When?
So it doesn't
show
up.
Spins off its axis.
Well, they realize that because anybody will tell you if your electric bill goes from $28 to $28,000 in a month. They figure something.
And this is the electric for all the lights.
Metal lights and all that stuff. So anyway, they're apparently busting these things as fast as meth labs. I mean, they're just, because they're growing, they can grow, they can clear like $1 million a month on a $500,000 house.
There's a market out there for it, and the more people become convicted felons like Martha Stewart, you're going to have to get a job somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they
got shops that are selling it damn near legal, don't they, in California?
Well, that's of course that was the
there's some irony
that was
here.
Wish it was irony. it's unbelievable. It is irony. That's right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
It's ironic irony.
You can still get it in California, and you can still get it in Vancouver. Although they did, they did just bust the cafe there. They busted the cafe that's been selling it openly for like years.
This is in Vancouver.
And they sent this. Yeah, they sent this woman to. They're sending her to jail for the next year and a half. This woman who formerly worked with like AIDS patients or elderly people and stuff. And
yeah,
medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. She's a drug dealer. She's a drug dealer.
That's right.
For Christ's sake.
Well, it says here, police from Sacramento to Stockton, about 40 miles to the south, are bashing in doors at homes virtually every day as they develop new leads.
Without knocking.
Yeah, no, that's right. No, it's phenomenal.
It's just one big knock. Knock and then the door's down.
Oh, we knocked.
Yeah, we knocked. Yeah,
we're here.
Where you found things. So we're going to leave for just a minute. We're going to come right back
for our second hour.
This will be good. I want to finish up a little bit. Go get more drug news when we come back.
Yeah. Temporary layoffs. Good times. Easy credit ripoffs. Good times. Scratching and surviving. Good times.
hour coming up. Jimmy Don't Show here September sometime.
30th. 2006. Saturday.
Game day.
Go Gators.
So anyway, the deal is
drugs. Still talking about drugs.
The other thing I like about this, one of the ways they find out if they're doing this, obviously, is the tinfoil on the windows. Nobody's there. It looks, and the place, grass grows up all around the place. As they say, it goes to pot. Oh God. Okay. Anyway, so they gutted the houses. They grow something called BC bud, which can sell for $5,000 a pound. Can you imagine? I mean, that is.
What's BC stand for?
British Columbia, I guess. You know, something. I'm guessing that's what it is. Anyway, on to the drugs.
BC stands for Buco Cash.
Yeah, I was going to say big change.
That's right, man. You're selling a Buco Cash.
That's right. You got to have the big cojones. Okay.
Hey, did you see, speaking of drugs, a little side thing, you see this thing about Kate?
I love this.
She might have done a little drug.
You think?
A little cocaine.
You're talking to me? She was in England. They had a picture. I saw this. I saw this on
what's
the
what's your last
internet.
Name?
Moss.
Kate Moss. Well, yeah, I thought the interesting thing was that the Collie. Article is by a guy named Richard White.
So Mr. White. It's the white man.
That's right. So anyway.
So Kate Moss, she's dating a rocker.
That's right.
Like that,
well,
right?
She's dating a rocker.
Rock and roller.
And she was on stage, and they snapped a picture of her on stage. As you know, if you're on stage, you snap from like below.
Right.
So they got up the nostrils.
Right up
with
the
this,
nostril.
Right up this picture. And they had on the.
She left the straw there?
And almost everything but.
Silver straw.
Apparently, what's happened was they showed on the picture of the. It was like the mirror or something. The mirror.
She left the mirror.
You would expect.
No, there was
on
cocaine.
The front page of the Daily Mirror.
There was cocaine residue in her nose, clearly visible. Is that what they did?
Well, it was interesting. They showed a picture of her. She was like a 5x9 shot or whatever, and then they had a magnifying glass, you know, that they pulled out from her nostril,
right?
And they showed what appeared to be a white powdery substance and.
Makeup.
Well, they said, you know,
not a booger.
It could be right. Talc or toothpaste. They may have, when she did
it. Oh, yeah, I see talc. That's a good argument.
Or even Zit cream, somebody said.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
And
valid.
And, of course,
other than the straw still being there, I might believe this.
Well, they said that there's the newspaper, of course, backed out of this thing, backpedaled and said, there's no suggestion that Kate took any drugs on this. I mean, she got out of rehab. She was cured. She got out of rehab.
She's
and
keep that model figure.
Poor Kate's going back to jail.
You think?
Yeah, but you get more contracts.
Well, you know what they.
Well, no, did they arrest her?
They're going to. No, apparently not for that. What they were going to arrest him for was because they had a cigarette.
Yeah, violated the smoking ban. They violated their probation.
They violated probation. They're not allowed to smoke on stage in the places. It's illegal to smoke on the stage in England.
We're just talking tobacco here, right?
Right, just regular tobacco, right? Yeah.
So, it's legal to smoke other things?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Banana peels. When I was growing up, it was banana peels.
Those are big, yeah.
Those are very large. Anyway, so they...
all right, well, so I digress.
Line on this, as always, I don't know if you know this, but and I'm going to mention this one more time. In the newspaper articles, the way the newspaper articles are supposed to be written is the headline is the grabber, the most important thing. And then you write...
Doesn't have to be true, by the way.
No. Hello.
It's press.
And then the most important thing is in paragraph one and next on down the list, so that by the time you get to the end, it's trivial crap. It's filler crap.
That way they can cut it off at the bottom.
In the old days, literally, they used to take a pair of scissors in order to make it fit, and they would cut off the bottom, cut it off, you know, do a Lorena Bobbitt on it, and just come right across. But for the purposes of the Jimmy Doan show, it turns out that very often the last sentence or the last paragraph is the most important
That's the meat.
That's the meat. And here it is. It rock chick Courtney Love, 42. Of course, she did that crazy thing on Letterman. Says she performs Buddhist chants for pal Kate and her own late husband, Kurt Cobain.
What did she do on Letterman?
She was obviously stoned on Letterman and got up there and flashed and got up on his desk and flashed him. You know,
really?
Live, you know, everything. They basically.
I'm glad I didn't see
and
that.
Well, the thing was that she apparently tried the same stunt. Like later that night, she went out and obviously was. And they finally had to drag her off and have an
interview. I'm surprised she didn't fall off the damn table.
Well,
she's usually pretty buzzed.
Well, she was apparently. Yeah.
At least she appears buzzed.
Well. Yeah,
it could be prescribed medication.
Yeah, as
both.
Well, speaking of prescribed medications,
yeah.
The last thing I have in the drug wars here is the mushroom season in Norway.
Oh yeah, what was that?
Dave's not here.
Dave's not
here. He's
doing
in mushrooms.
That's right. I saw
yeah,
this
did you see that? There was a cemetery.
In the graveyard.
In the graveyard.
Cruising around the
that
graveyard.
There's got to be some kind of, what are the zombie mushrooms?
Or I
what
don't
are
know. They? It's the good stuff.
It's really,
so
but anyway,
so at a certain time of year, what, they're sprouting?
Well, I think it's when the bodies have to age a certain amount, I guess, before the mushrooms come up or something. No, it's a certain time of the year with the mushrooms. We've had this here in Gainesville.
Huh.
You remember the hoist or the cow pasture next to the industrial park down here?
I don't know. If I was there, I'd deny it.
Okay. Well, a person could actually drive by there and see people out there, because here in Florida, there is a mushroom that makes a good omelet. That happens to grow,
shall we say,
that grows out of cow pies. Anyway, these are different. These grow out of dead people. So in Norway, I guess.
These are the expensive
ones.
These
are expensive. And it actually turns out they're not that expensive.
So what, every high school kid is making
from it? From all over Scandinavia shows up here.
It's
and
like his homage to Mecca?
I guess. The price is 1 crown per mushroom. A dose, it says here, is 50 mushrooms. So that must suck. That's about $7.50 per
So obviously a crown is not worth shit.
it's 15 cents.
Right. Yeah, worthless.
Yeah, right. Well, so it turns out, of course, in Norway, I don't know what they're all kind of health nuts over there. Having been there, I can tell you that they tend to be that way, especially in the wintertime. We've got nothing else.
It's always cold.
If you have picked these mushrooms, you are in possession of a narcotic.
Mm.
And it says the police, apparently what happens is when they pick the people say, I picked it by mistake.
Oops.
And the drug police union says, yeah, right.
Me too.
I don't think so. Everybody knows.
All right, well, that was our drug section.
Okay, done with drug.
Let's move into these wiretaps.
Yeah, this is one of the laws that they're going to pass or not pass. The House voted on Thursday to give the president the formal power to order wiretaps on Americans without a court order for 90 days.
All right.
I want to know, counselor, somebody came in and said, can we just drop this back down to 7 days? We've talked about this a little, about the FISA stuff and everything. I mean, where is the judicial oversight here? Is there or there is none? It's gone away.
That's what they're trying to do away with. And Bush is trying to exert a lot of power as an executive, and one of the things he's trying to do is bypass the judiciary.
Right.
And this is his effort to do it. You know, he's trying to claim that you get the Congress to pass a law that you can somehow get around the Fourth Amendment. Well, too bad. You
can't.
The Fourth Amendment is your protection from the government against unreasonable search and seizures. Now, this invalidates laws, and the way it invalidates laws is the judges do it. But and so
if the judge never gets to hear it,
then it doesn't matter.
That's right.
And so what they're trying to do is they've already got it 2 weeks or something where they can do the wiretap for 2 weeks before getting the warrant.
This is so crazy because we've talked about this. I mean, you can get a warrant for something like
at a drive-thru.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, your cell phone. Hello, judge. Wake up. Can I have it? Yes. Boom.
Yes,
done.
Here.
You know,
I'll fax it to you.
Yeah, or you know, text it. BlackBerry me.
Right.
You know, text
right.
message. Whatever. I mean,
we're at the place right now.
Yeah.
Give us the warrant.
Yeah, just
go in.
I mean, here it's on my BlackBerry, and you show
right.
it as you walk
Let
through.
Let me read it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of scary.
But
that
90 days. I mean. Why would you need 90 days to go see a judge?
You don't. This is their effort to try to get around it somehow. I guess they can, you know, flood the court with requests for warrants and then withdraw some before the 90-day period comes up.
That's the way I'm hearing it. So you're saying, now let's tap them for 89 days.
Right.
And then let's stop and then
right.
say, oh, yeah, we didn't need that.
And right.
Of course, the article here says that only the president needs to determine if there is a, quote, imminent danger, unquote. And I guess that's up to the president to decide what's imminent or not.
Well, again, they're trying to rework the Constitution.
And obviously, 90 days to monkey around with it.
Right.
Again, I mean, how imminent can it be if it's 90 days away? I mean, the thing is that on...
It's imminent.
Well, imminent is like Jack Bauer on 24. That's imminent. And that takes 24 weeks to go through.
All right.
It's just 1 hour a day or 1 hour a week or whatever.
Right.
But 90 days, like you say, as you say, pull the tap off at day 89, walk in there day 91, start all over. Your clock starts again, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But, of course, the question is then, how is this going to be reviewed constitutionally?
Well, hopefully the Senate won't approve of this thing, and they'll smash it.
But the House approved it by, what's the number here? 232 to 191. Fairly, that's an overwhelming.
That's because the Republicans own the House.
Yeah, they don't own it by that much.
No, they don't. But so they got a few Dems to sign on to it somehow under the guise of some sort of homeland security. This is protection of the homeland. This is, you know, this is fight the war. Everybody's got to come back and be able to say they fought the war.
No, that's true. We are coming up on an election, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I did see where Nelson here, That was on the detainee bill, which is another one. I don't think we have going to talk about that today. Didn't they do something with the detainees along Homeland Security? They're having a whole new courts now system or something.
Bush is trying to redefine Geneva Conventions and set it up in a way
Our Geneva Convention. That's Geneva, Florida. We're talking about here. we do have Geneva. Or no, we have Switzerland. What is it? Do we have Geneva?
We have Geneva.
Right, yeah. So that's where they're talking. That's where they're meeting.
That's right.
That's a Geneva, Geneva, Florida Convention. I'm sorry.
We'll see if it helps. We'll see.
And
if
it's in English too, by God.
Bush is trying to get it so that he can basically keep people in private prisons, torture. Room if you want to get some information.
Aggressive questioning.
Something like 14,000 people were immediately caught up in that snag and were eligible to be detained or something like that.
I think they'd been caught up already. They just announced that they'd already been caught up.
Right.
Yeah, basically, what you have to remember is that if you can inflict the sentence, if you can impose the sentence during your investigation, then you really don't need a trial or anything like that.
We don't need no stinking trial.
Exactly.
It's execution first, trial later.
Well, right. So, hopefully, some people will wake up there, some civil rights.
Don't count on it.
I'm not.
Don't count on it. I mean, the problem is that the people that are making the rules are the ones that are watching themselves, that kind of stuff.
And they don't have to abide by them. The double standard's growing all the time. I mean, I'm sure...
I call triple standard.
Triple standard. Triple secret probation.
That's what I call it.
Dodecahedral probation.
That's right. I'm saying we're talking about ninth dimension, string theory dimension probation secret something.
Well, we'll see if it helps them.
Yeah.
I'll see if it helps.
Well, I'm telling you, if you think... Fortunately, nobody knows where the Jimmy Doan Show is. Except
since we're broadcasting from space.
That's right. And that's where we probably are going to end up.
We're on our yacht in the middle of the Atlantic.
Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show, and you just got done listening to part one of our September 30th show. If you need part two, you can get it from jimmydoan.com.